in a recent Woody Allen movie, the last Woody Allen movie actually, there's a character who says that he has so many problems that even committing suicide wouldn't help, wouldn't solve them all. So often we labor with spiritual beliefs in thinking that if we have problems and if our minds are agitated, we're somehow, we can't have peace. And we spend a lot of time trying to quiet our minds, trying to make our minds be quiet. And many spiritual traditions encourage this, and people go to great, great lengths to still their minds. And it's practically impossible, probably impossible, to do. So people feel like a great failure in their spiritual endeavors, and they feel that they can't really know peace because they have peace linked up with this idea of a quiet, still mind and a situation where there are no problems. But wrong planet. Just isn't that way. If you're hoping, if your peace is contingent on a circumstance and circumstances being lovely all the time, no problems, and a quiet mind, you're not going to experience much peace. Maybe in a little few minutes now and again. The nature of being in form is that things tend to disintegrate, out of form. All kinds of noise is happening. All kinds of difficulties, sadnesses, disappointments. This is the nature of life, isn't it? To deny it is just folly and is unkind, is cruel to yourself. The question is it possible for there to be agitation in the mind and a container of silence that holds that agitation? Is it possible to have a lot of turbulence in life, a lot of problems, and yet feel peace throughout? Even though you experience the problems as problems, and even though you may feel a lot of agitation around those problems, is it possible to have that happening simultaneously with peace? So what I like to speak about is something that I call a coexisting awareness, where there's an awareness of difficulties, of turbulence, of sadnesses, of the incredible, shocking cruelty in the world and the stupidity of humankind in continuing to wage war and all kinds of craziness, that all of this agitation that we feel as human beings, as feeling, thinking creatures, coexist in awareness with this vast field of silence, of quiet, of peace, of harmony, of love. Our intelligence, our heart intelligence, can easily contain these two types of awareness. So then what you begin to experience is that no matter how strong the ripples of mind become, no matter how difficult your particular problems may become. It throws into high relief the powerful container of silence in which all of that is occurring. You know how sometimes you might be having a nightmare, and just when things are getting really bad, you wake up, isn't it? You know, you don't quite get stabbed, and you don't quite get caught when someone's chasing you, you don't quite land when you went off the cliff. You wake up. And in a similar way, as the habit of noticing this quiet that contains all activity of mind becomes strong, just when you feel you're about to be engulfed by the madness, it's just about to overtake you, you're really caught in it, you're obsessed, you think that's all that's going on, suddenly this other awareness wakes up, this coexisting awareness comes to the fore, and you realize, ah, it's all just floating in this vast space. All of it floating in vast reaches of space. And you begin to sense the inner space and the outer space starting to meld. And then your problems and the difficulties, and even the difficulties of the whole world, we grant them their truth, of course. But they also have their place in this vast space. And you begin to see, ah, yes, war does happen. Yes, there is tremendous cruelty, but there's also tremendous beauty, tremendous mercy, tremendous compassion, tremendous beauty. And you see, ah, yes, I have these problems, and they're difficult, they hurt. Yes, it's true, and yet, oh, this precious life, this wonderful life, all of it coexisting, and you begin to relax more and more in this ground or field of silence in which all of these plays of light and darkness are happening. And that becomes more and more how you feel yourself at home. And then you don't demand changes of circumstance for your peace. You realize your peace is only ever found in the unshakable acceptance of whatever is occurring. And the knowing of the great untouchability of this silence, that nothing ever scars it.